For more than a week, a Dakota State University student has been spending his nights on the streets of Madison, sleeping wherever he can find shelter. Aris Nance is staying out in the cold until he raises $12,000 for his nonprofit organization, SHEO, or Someone Helps Everyone. The money will be used to create survival kits for men, women, and children, for homeless, runaway teens, single parents, and those recently released from prison, and individuals in special situations. Aris Nance joins us on the line. And Aris, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me.
How are you today? Just wondering where you slept last night.
I'm doing well. Last night I was in my Jeep. And as you can tell right now, I'm still outside walking towards campus to go ahead and charge my cell phone and game plan for tonight and get warm.
This is a tough time of year to do this. Why did you want to be homeless by choice as a way to raise money for SHEO?
Well, we're in SHEO. Our bank accounts are empty, and we are in desperate need of funding. And the only way that I can really, that I thought to myself that I can make a greater impact was not through Facebook or Google or just asking people to donate. It was to actually put myself in that situation. And so I know it was bad timing, a lot of people say, but it couldn't be any better. We're able to test the jail kits out, so I know that there's things now that I probably should replace, and there's other things that need to be added, things that I did not think of, and also to raise awareness.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the SHEO kits. What's in those?
All right, well, as of now, we have four kits. We have a kit for men, women, children, and new mothers. Each kit comes with a hygiene kit, which comes with necessities, toothpaste, toothbrush, comb, to groom yourself, Q-tips, as well as mouthwash, a prepaid cell phone, as well as meal coupons for females.
Now, as I understand it, you've had some experiences with homelessness yourself in the past, finding a place to sleep sometimes?
Yes, sir. A little bit about that. I was emancipated when I turned 16 years old. And from there, I actually moved to New York City. I ended up dropping out of high school 7 times before going back and graduating on the 8th. And I've lived in 14 states, and in each of those states, there was really no notion. I had no idea where I would go. I've been lucky. I've been blessed to be helped by people along the way, which is why I want to give back.
So how did SHEO begin?
SHEO began in 2011 in Tyler, Texas. I was at a junior college where we had a fundraising project to do. I wanted to do my own thing, and so I approached my teacher with an idea of, can I make bracelets? And I can kind of do that by myself. And he gave me permission to do so. Originally, the name was Shia, and I had a Hispanic friend that kept pronouncing it Sheo, and it stuck with me. And then from there, the acronym was Someone Help Everyone was born, and that's what Sheo originally began with 2 years ago.
And has the idea changed over the past couple of years since you started Sheo?
Oh, definitely. I think it's safe to say now that we do not make bracelets anymore. What we're doing now is a huge undertaking in trying to promote human welfare for the betterment of humanity, which is through our survival kits.
Now, as I understand it, SHEO is a part of Dakota State's local chapter of Enactus. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. Actually, SHEO and Enactus enter into a partnership. So the goal for SHEO, it's apparent that our kits help people in the short term, but Enactus works to empower people for the long term. So the partnership is validated the idea of it is when someone receives a kit from SHEO, Enactus is able to help sustain them long term. So once they use the last toothpaste in our kits, that's as far as SHEO goes for now, but Enactus can keep them going longer. And so Enactus has to work to get SHEO to become a not-for-profit by donating $500 to help that. And we've just received our status this week, actually. So a lot of things go to them, but that's our partnership.
Now, do you have help from other students there at Dakota State?
As of now, in terms of financially, no, sir. But in other ways, yes, we have involvement. People help hang posters up. In my situation right now, others have helped by donating items in terms of gloves, socks, and jackets and sleeping bags for me.
I'm curious as to your motivation for Shayo and doing the fundraising by being homeless on the streets, homeless by choice on the streets of Madison. Where that motivation comes from? Does that partly come from, as you mentioned, your past experiences and seeing where there's a need and you want to try to fill it?
Yes, sir. Shayo came from my need, but my motivation stems from what I believe that we can become one day. I don't think about tomorrow or next week. My mind is 5 years ahead, and that motivates me. When I check my Facebook page and people are leaving messages of encouragement, that motivates me. So my motivation comes from others as well as the vision for the future.
And how long do you think you'll be out on the streets before you reach your goal?
I'm posed with that question every day. I ask myself. Uh-huh. My stubbornness, it would allow me to be out here until we raise $12,000, but physically, it's to the point now where I'm getting weaker day by day. It's really cold, and it's getting to be a hazard, and safety is a huge concern. So realistically speaking, maybe 3 to 5 days before I would have to just call it quits for my own safety.
For you, what is the next step then as you continue with Shayo, whether you're able to stay on the streets for a few more days or not?
Well, the next step would be before any activities are conducted would be to raise that money, and so I would have to figure out another way to get the message across. And but hopefully, if we can raise that money, the next step was then to be to purchase hundreds of kits that we can get started with and partner with a local agency in Sioux Falls to begin distributing our first kits.
And for people who want more information, you've got a website. It's myshayo.org. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It is.